You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good morning. How about even a good afternoon, and maybe wherever you may be at this time of day, a good evening. How are you, everyone? And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, coming to you, hopefully, every Tuesday and Friday. And unfortunately, last week, I was not able to come. We unfortunately went through another loss of a family member suddenly, so that makes a total of 8 family and friends that we've lost since the month of June. So it's been a real test of faith, I must say, and it humbles you to the ground, and sometimes you really are truly lost for words. So let's begin our prayer today with our Hail Mary, and just remember, you can call us and we can pray with you or pray for you, for yourself or someone that you love and care about, here at Radio Maria at 416-245-1534. I will say it again, 416-245-1534. And since you are listening to us on the internet, you are more than welcome and encouraged to please send us an email. How are we doing for you? Have we helped you in any way? Have you found the ministry a blessing? We certainly hope so. Just to know that you are listening to me and I am right there with you. And I'm holding your hand and encouraging you and showering you, hopefully, with God's blessings. So let's bow our heads. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, dear listeners, of course, for most of us here in Canada and the U.S., it is October 31st. And for some who have young children or teenagers, they may be venturing out, as today is called Halloween. And I didn't want to dwell on Halloween, so I thought I would begin our broadcast with our tomorrow, which happens to be All Saints Day. This past weekend at St. Mary Immaculate Church, Father Pavel was so kind and welcoming and invited children from the nearby schools to dress up as their favorite saint. And we had 20 children come dressed as Mother Teresa, St. Clair, St. Cecilia, St. Luke. It had to be, one even came dressed as St. Nick. It was so cute to see these little children, and some of them grade 6, grade 5, dressed up as their favorite saint. And they knew when Father said, you know, why did you choose this saint? they would say, because I love music and Saint Cecilia is the patron saint of music. It was really powerful. And how nice. And God bless the parents of Saint Mary Immaculate and the nearby schools who did that and encouraged their children to become a saint for that mass. It was lovely. And we have so many things that we consider, he's my hero, but it's really nice to encourage our children to look at the saint as a hero, and they really were heroes. So I was really, truly touched, and as a mother who has grown children, I only wish I had opened my eyes and thought of that for my children. I would have done that. I thought it was such a great idea on the part of our wonderful mothers group that we have at our church. And thanks to Grace Pasquale and Tina Russo and Margaret Da Silva, I just, shout out to all of them that thank you very much for your wonderful vision and to bring the All Saints Mass for the children. I thought that was such a wonderful, wonderful time. Every time you see children, I just love them. So it's so wonderful. So as you know, dear listeners, tomorrow is All Saints Day, and it's dedicated, of course, to our saints, all of those who have attained heaven. And so we shouldn't confuse it with All Souls Day, which is actually observed on November 2nd. And it's dedicated to those who have died and not yet reached heaven. All Souls Day commemorates the faithful departed, but it is an all. Both days are an holy day of obligation as we celebrate the church triumphant, all the saints in heaven, canonized or unknown. So afternoon tomorrow and until midnight tomorrow, a person who has been to confession and communion can gain a plenary indulgence under the usual conditions for the poor souls in purgatory. Each time he visits a church or a public oratory and recites the Our Father, the Hail Mary, and the Glory to Be to the Father 6 times. This is a special exception to the ordinary law of the church, according to which a plenary indulgence I'm actually switching over to All Souls Day. So that, again, for myself, I know I visit my father at the cemetery and have a nice long chat with my dad. So Saints Day is a time tomorrow to be thankful, which is every day, but to be thankful for all those Christians who have lived before us, whether they are officially saints or not. Some are the great teachers and prophets from history. And some are those who taught and inspired us personally. And some are our friends and family. We can thank God for their witness and for the way they have transmitted the faith down the generations. We can learn a lot from their lives. We can take time to be grateful for what we've received and to recommit ourselves to follow in their footsteps. All Saints Day celebrates and honors the saints that passed through the earth, and it started in Rome during the 7th century. The celebration also honored martyrs who received direct communication from God. Here are some few fun facts about All Saints Day. Many people and families gather after church at loved ones' graves, would you believe, where they clean up debris like leaves and decorate the resting place with candles. In Mexico, they have a week-long celebration of parades and dances and festivals to honor deceased infants. This is all on All Saints Day. So when therefore we honor the saints and through them we honor God and Christ, true God and true man, the Redeemer and Savior of mankind, the King of the saints and the source of their sanctity and glory. In his blood they have washed their robes. From him they derive all their purity, whiteness, and luster. We consider their virtues as copies taken from him, the great original, as streams from his fountain, or as images of his virtues produced by the effusion of his spirit and grace in them. His divine life is their great exemplar and prototype, and in the characteristic virtues of each saint, some of his most eminent virtues are particularly set forth. In all feasts of saints, especially in the solemn festival of All Saints, it ought to be the first part of our devotion to praise and thank God for the infinite goodness he has displayed in favor of his elect. A primary and most indispensable homage we owe to God is that of praise. The first act of love and complacency in God and his adorable perfections. Therefore, we have the Psalms, the most perfect and inspired model of devotions. Repeat no sentiments so frequently or with so much ardor as those of divine adoration and praise. This is the uninterrupted sweetness. It was by the strength they received from above, not by their own, that they triumphed over both their domestic and their external enemies. We have the same succors by which they were victorious. The blood of Christ was shed for us as it was for them. The all-powerful grace of our Redeemer is not wanting to us, but the failure is in ourselves. If difficulties start up, if temptations affright us, if enemies stand in our way like monsters and giants, which seem ready to devour us, let us not lose courage, but redouble our earnestness, crying out, "The Lord is with us. Why do we fear?" And of course, Catholics celebrate the lives of saints all year long. I know for my own self, I really love Saint Therese. And I just thought I'd say a little prayer through Saint Therese, and we could even, you probably may want to bow your head and just close your eyes as I read this lovely little novena prayer. Saint Therese, flower of fervor and love, please intercede for us. Fill our hearts with your pure love of God. As we approach and celebrate, make us more aware of the goodness of God and how well he tends his garden. Instill in us your little way of doing ordinary things with extraordinary love. Give us the heart of a child who wonders at life and embraces everything with loving enthusiasm. Teach us your delight in God's ways, so that divine charity may blossom in our hearts. Little flower of Jesus, bring our petitions of peace before God, our Father. With your confidence, we come before Jesus as God's children, because you are our heavenly friend. And as we celebrate of your homecoming in heaven, continue to shower roses and grace upon us. You know, dear friends, I have in front of me so many booklets and novenas of the various saints, Saint Joseph, Saint Gertrude. I have Saint Peregrine, you know, and I went to Saint Peregrine when I was going through cancer, and the cancer was in my leg. And one of the pictures of Saint Peregrine is the cancer that was in his leg. And so I know that he is the patron saint of persons suffering from cancer or foot ailments or any incurable disease. So may he unite his prayers to our own, and may he intercede before the throne of grace for all persons now suffering and afflicted. So I love Saint Therese as well, you know. The little way, we must be realistic. The world does not live the little way. If we were really, truly living the little way, well, we would be delighted to take the last place in line. We would recoil from flattery. We would rejoice in the success of our neighbors. We would make no excuses for our sins. We would be quick to admit our weaknesses. We would prefer hiddenness to acclaim. We would be grateful when others criticized us and pointed out our shortcomings. We would not be undone by the injury and injustice we suffer. We would be unmoved by worldly status, fame, and prestige, and we would experience peace in the midst of the world's conflict, turmoil, and strife. The Church needs Saint Thérèse of Lisieux to be the doctor of the new evangelization, to teach us to understand, to revere, and to love the love that is mercy. Her beautiful authority reaches out to those who feel worthless, who are undeserving, who lack ability or education or advantage, to those who are blackmailed by their sinfulness, and to those who live in spiritual conflict and turmoil, and to all those aching to know the meaning of life and the way to make a difference in a very hostile world, and to those who feel oppressed by their littleness and insignificance, and to those who feel like nothing but completely lost. Saint Thérèse was a saint of suffering, and every one of these beautiful saints suffered in some way. You know, dear listeners, I hope that you have latched on to maybe several or even just one saint that speaks to your heart, maybe with what you are suffering with. And do look at those different saints, and you will find one that is, you might want to say, a perfect fit for you. But for myself, I love being surrounded by my novenas, that I can say those novenas knowing that those saints are around me. And I truly believe that it's a day of rejoicing and a day to celebrate our saints. And it's pretty comforting to have these beautiful people who are up in heaven with our Lord Jesus, with Almighty God. And we just bring honor and praise to them. And we thank them for their unfailing love and devotion to our Jesus. You know, sometimes some families may even have an All Saints party. Yeah, food that might be traditionally eaten on the saints' feast day. You might make Polish sugar cookies to celebrate Saint Stanislaus, or Irish soda bread for one of the Irish saints. Or you might try a little cupcake. It's devil's food with a sword for Saint Michael. Or rose-topped cupcakes for Saint Thérèse, right? And there's lots of wonderful recipes on the internet if you ever get a chance to take a look. And you just go into Google and look up all the different recipes that coincide with the various saints. You know, the saints were real people with real problems. And they had faults, just like you and me. And we remember them. We'll remember them today, but especially tomorrow, because they are good examples of how to follow Christ in the world. Although we remember in a special way the saints whom the Church has held up as a public example, anyone who is united with the Holy Trinity is a saint. We can ask the saints to pray for us, intercede for us, just as we would ask any other member of the Church to pray for us. Because death doesn't break the bonds of those who are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Every single one of us is called to be a saint. We become saints by giving ourselves to God, the Father, with the help of the grace of Jesus Christ, poured out into the Church through the Holy Spirit. We don't need to be perfect in ourselves to be saints. We only need to let God live in our hearts. And I think that's what directs us those of us, whether we're on Catholic Women's League, the Knights of Columbus, various St. Vincent de Paul Society, the Share Life Group. I'm trying to think the Rosary, the ladies that have the Holy Rosary every Wednesday at our church. And the list goes on, and there's many more that you must have in your own parish. And if you're not in a parish and you're in a home, do something good today. How about that? And do something good doesn't mean you have to get up from your bed, but being grateful for the nurse who gives you your medicine on time, who puffs up your pillow so that you can rest better, or who gives you a cup of hot tea. Someone who's shown kindness to you, show kindness back and say thank you. That's the kindness, that's what we're looking for. That's what Jesus wants from all of us. To be more like him each and every day. That's all my goal is. When I go and do different things at church, I think, why am I doing this? I already know. It's for the glory of God. For all the glory to go to him. To say, here it is, Lord. You have enabled me with a body, a sound mind. Well, my husband might debate that one, but and to go out and give my all. And I don't feel bad and say, well, I gave up my time. No, I'm happy to do that. So wherever you may be at this moment in time, and even though you may have sinned so much, and you feel, oh my gosh, what good can I do? I'm a sinner. I've done so many wrong things. I've done this. I've hurt so many people. And you know what? Please forgive yourself, because God has already forgiven you. And through the saints, even if you didn't know the saints and who they were and what their names were, just calling upon the saints, asking God to surround you with the saints to help you, to give you encouragement, to show you a small way of God's love through other people, through their acts of kindness and mercy, then you will see Christ in action. You will understand what it means to have faith, to believe in God, a living God. You know, we've been, our family has been through so much these last few months, and it is only through God's grace and strength that we're able to come, and I'm able to come to you today and broadcast this beautiful place, Radio Maria. And you know, we have the beautiful Blessed Mother here in the studio. And if you go in each room, she's everywhere. She's everywhere, and she's in our heart because we love her so. And we come to her with open arms. And you, my friend, you must do the same. Reach out to a saint. Call out a name. Even Saint Michael the Archangel, St. Gabriel, St. Raphael, call out the angels. Ask them to surround you and to help you. They will help you. They have helped me, and they've helped millions and millions and millions of others through spiritual help, through physical help, through emotional help. We are so blessed to have our saints. So tomorrow, especially tomorrow, if you could make a note in your heart to say, tomorrow is a new day. I'm going to forgive myself and I'm going to move forward. No one says you can't remember those people you've lost and the pain you might be feeling. No one says to forget any of that. But I'm telling you to move forward. You can keep them in your heart, and that's where they belong. They're in your heart till the last breath you take. And whoever you are, wherever you may be, know that this broadcast is sending out God's blessings to you through the Holy Spirit. And he is enriching your heart and bringing people to you to show you his wonderful love. So this day, may it be a joyful one. May it be a blessing. May you truly be inspired by the Father's quilt. And if you obviously cannot call and you cannot email, at least you're listening. And we are so grateful for your time, for you coming in and tuning in to the Father's Quilt every Tuesday and Friday from 1 o'clock to 1:30. We thank you, dear listeners. May God richly bless you with blessings of all kinds, and whatever your need may be, God is listening. He's gathering up all your tears, and He is holding you and carrying you through whatever trials you may be going through. So our beautiful Saint Therese, our beautiful Saint Gertrude, beautiful Saint Peregrine, and now I want to just say the Nicene Creed. I think this would be a real nice thing to end. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. And I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. God bless you.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.